the 2019 Underground Collision in San Diego, California. We're at San Diego Bay right behind us, and I got Mr. Brett Weeks from CU Prodigy right next to me. How are you?
Great, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah,
it's not too shabby out there for sure. Hey, you were just participating here at the Underground Collision. You were in the session called Sustainable Marijuana Member Business Lending versus a Taxi Medallion Like Bubble. Want to give us a quick summary on what you talked about there? Because you talked about what did we learn from it, and one of the other things you talked about was fear versus embrace. So I thought this was some really good points.
Yeah, I mean, I think the contrast of this particular session was when we look at business opportunities and say, how are we going to react in the future and how are we going to grow in the future? We contrast the experience with taxi medallions and the closure, perhaps, or the exit of the medallion industry in and the entry into cannabis and that opportunity from a banking perspective, regardless of where you stand on that particular thing, and saying, what lessons did we learn, and are we going to look at opportunity and disruption fearfully, or are we going to look at it as opportunity to grow into the future? Right. And that's really what that segment's about.
Okay. Yeah. And you also mentioned some other disruptive industries, like you mentioned solar, electric cars, that type of stuff. Kind of the same thought process, right?
Very much the same process, and thinking, okay, these are opportunities. They need banking services. They need lending services. Are we fearful because we don't see far enough into the future that we're willing to help members who participate in that because of experiences that we look at and say we didn't manage it well, or we didn't learn from it the way that we would like to in the past? So I think those kinds of things, whether it's solar, electric cars, wind, cannabis, you know, what's next? What is going to define us?
You know? History is a great teacher, if anything. Hey, are there any parallels or any correlation between the taxi medallions and cannabis? What cannabis is going through right now, maybe what taxi medallions started out with, and then where they're unfortunately ending up right now?
Well, I think there are some similarities. Certainly when medallion lending started, that was a very specialized type of lending that a lot of people were very fearful of, and not much regulation, not much insight, big learning curves into how to deal with those kinds of loans. I definitely see that contrasted in cannabis in, you know, the demographics that are there. I think, you know, obviously one of the differences, we have federal law that, you know, is still in the process of, you know, trying to figure that out. And so that changes it, I'd say, a little bit, but very much similar in saying these are members, they have needs. This is legalized in 42 states, something like that. So how are we going to serve members that are in our field of membership, that are maybe our members of our credit unions as a member-owned cooperative? And I think that's the real challenge that we have to face.
Yeah, and when you're dealing with stuff like this, it's not kind of like people keep asking, like, what are the lessons learned here? Is it not putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak? Kind of diversify your portfolio in a way?
I think definitely safety and soundness is something to think about, and is always part of our world. But I think the larger part is really learning to understand where bubbles begin and where we exit. And coming into business, whether it's medallion, cannabis, solar, whatever, coming into that business with a realization that there is an exit. And always looking at that and saying, is now the time that we have to exit?
Right, right.
That's the part of the assessment that we have to learn from this. And then I think the other part of that is, who's defining the exit? That's the part I think that's particularly troubling with the medallion businesses. I don't feel like that the industry is defining the exit. I feel like regulation is defining the industry and the exit there, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, indeed. Anything else to kind of wrap up on this one? Because, I mean, this was a very compelling discussion up there. I mean, and seeing the kind of the comparing and contrasting the two was very interesting as well.
Yeah, I would just say to the exit of that, let's define opportunity as the driver and not fear. And focus on the members that we serve and recognize that these are cooperatives. We are a cooperative business. That business design has value. We should respect it. And we should do our best.
Indeed. That's all we can do. Brett, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the time. Good job.